Joe Biden had a resounding win in the South Carolina primary last night, his first victory in his three attempts at running for president. The former vice president was powered by support from black voters across the state. In Rock Hill, African-American voters mostly, but not always, went for Biden. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The Herman Presbyterian Church in Rock Hill is a mile from Clinton College, a historically black school visited it last year by Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Voters here, almost all black, were not a monolith. Willie Barber, who's retired, picked Biden.
He got some of the views that Barack had, and he wanted to change a few things, and I think he'd be better for our community.
There were voters like Barber across South Carolina. Biden won every South Carolina county, and he racked up his biggest margins in the state's most rural areas. Biden also won York County, though by a smaller margin than he did in the state overall. Roy Turner, who's also retired, went for South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
He's with the, black voters, and he look out for the blacks and different things about it.
The mayor, who's gay, struggled in South Carolina, where two-thirds of the Democratic electorate was expected to be black. The mayor's weakness with black voters has been attributed to African Americans being socially conservative, as well as wary of Buttigieg because of race relations in South Bend. Turner had no problem with the mayor's sexuality.
No, it's not an issue. That's between him and his God. You know, that's not me to judge. I mean, he could be the best one in there, but, you know, not me to judge him whether he's gay or not.
His wife, Barbara, voted for hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer, who spent millions in South Carolina, but couldn't dislodge Biden or Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders from the first two spots. Steyer dropped out of the race Saturday night. Sanders made a late push in South Carolina, trying to break Biden's perceived lock on black voters. It didn't work. But IKEA McClure, an accountant for the Red Cross, has supported Sanders for more than 4 years.
Well, honestly, my mind had been made up back in 2015 when I first decided to vote for who I'm voting for. So it's just like a round two and hoping that the Democratic Party make the right decision this time.
So who is that?
Bernie Sanders.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What made you appeal? What about Senator Sanders do you like?
I just think that he's authentic when it comes. His politics to me aren't messy. I feel like he do a lot of truth telling. There's not much that I can say that sways me against the things that he have said. And I think his track record kind of speaks for itself from his past.
The Democratic contest now moves to Super Tuesday, where 14 states, including North Carolina, will vote. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar were in Charlotte Saturday night, speaking at a fundraiser for the state Democratic Party. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Rock Hill.